You're listening to East Tennessee's premier sports radio call-in show. This is The Drive.
You know, I love Tennessee. I got a lot of orange blood in my body.
And hello, good afternoon, and welcome to another stellar edition of The Drive. It's Fan Run Radio getting fired up on a Football Friday edition of the show. Russell Smith punching the time clock. We are live at one of our favorite places, Hops and Hollers. Oh, man, just off Broadway, North Central Street. Come on out and see us, ladies and gentlemen. We are outside on the stage. It's a beautiful day out here right next to the bocce court. We've got a tent set up in front of us. We've got golf on the TV. And for the first time, I mean, is this the first time since the SEC tournament that the three of us have been together?
It's a week before the SEC tournament. So this is like the first time since probably Friday, March.
Yeah, because I'd gone to Nashville.
Friday, March the 12th. Actually, Trey, yeah, Friday, March the 12th was our last show where the three of us were together.
It's incredible.
Feels fantastic. I could do the show like this every afternoon.
Well, look at you.
I'm socially distanced from you two typhus carriers.
Yeah.
And the breeze is blowing. My man Andy Anderton with Terrapin is here. As always, I'm treated like a king because Todd is the best. I love Hops and Hollers.
We've got the setup out here this afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I've got a cold Luau Crunkles IPA that I am jamming with right now. And this is, yeah, I could get used to this as well. You just do this. You think Todd would just like make this our studio where we do the show?
This permanent spot?
I don't see why not.
I mean, makes great sense to me. Folks, we're going to be here till 6 o'clock doing the thing. We got some great prizes to give away. Come on out, get registered for a Terrapin Beer Company prize pack. We'll be giving away a six-pack cooler. We got some really cool orange Tennessee orange hats. We got koozies. We got shirts. We got a Hopsecutioner bobblehead, Terrapin with the bobblehead.
It's pretty cool
over there.
Actually.
It is very cool. And a patio umbrella. We got sunglasses, masks, net gaiters, et cetera, all in the prize pack. All you got to do is stop by, sign up your name. We've got the hand sanitizer here for you so you can stay safe when you do that. And put your name in the draw box, and we're going to give away that prize pack towards the end of the show. Also, here at Hops and Hollers, dollar off 6-packs and 12-packs, all Terrapin 6-packs and 12-packs, a dollar off today at Hops and Hollers. So come on down and get yourself set up for your tailgate tomorrow. Get yourself set up for your couch gate tomorrow. And let's be honest about it, boys. Let's be honest about it. You're worried about, like, is it too early to start drinking for the game tomorrow? No, now's the time, right now. Like, right now is when I would advise you to start drinking heavily. Don't drink and drive, ladies and gentlemen. Celebrate responsibly. But it could get...
could get ugly.
Could get ugly tomorrow. Let's not sugarcoat it.
Just go ahead and get drunk now.
It is what it is.
And Uber. Don't forget to Uber.
As they say. On tap here at Hops and Hollers. By the way, when you try a Terrapin, you get a free Terrapin pint glass today when you try Terrapin today. So come on out, get one of these awesome pint glasses. Luau Crunkles, the Moohoo Chocolate Milk Stout, and the Watermelon Gosa is what they have on tap here at Hops and Hollers. They tell me it's a Gosug. I'm getting some feedback from the knuckleheads, the peanut gallery. It's Gosé.
No, not Rosé. Goza.
That's what we've got.
Gozer.
Andy, who is the king of Terrapin beer here in Knoxville, Drew, and he's saying Gosá. So don't correct the client. Okay, keep your little
snarky comments to yourself.
Exactly.
I thought it was Gosé this entire time. My bad.
Yeah, you learned something.
What was that? Was that Drew?
Drew. We're here to teach you, Drew. We're here to teach you. You think this is an internship where you don't learn anything? Less talking, more learning. That's what I say out of you, Drew Nicholson.
He got into a lot of wine overseas. Right. It's okay,
folks. let's get right into it on this Football Friday. 865-546-8200. Your number to get on the G3 Help Me Hotline. We start today with Lars. Good afternoon, Lars. You're on the drive. Lars, are you with us? I cannot hear Lars. Can you hear Lars?
Nope.
You guys cannot hear Lars either. Okay. We have been rendered Larsless this afternoon on the drive. We'll try and either hung up on
Hello.
Us or...
Yeah, trying to get rid of me already. That's all right. Can you hear me now?
Never. We got you loud and clear. Go ahead, buddy.
Man, so I thought it was kind of a rule of nature that you didn't learn anything during internships. Was that just mine? In life?
Well, you know, we have these...
You were supposed to learn stuff if you were an intern on the drive.
That's true. I never did that. I want to win the hand sanitizer. How do I win the hand sanitizer? Is that one of the prizes?
We got a guy, he wants to win the hand sanitizer. Is that, can we put that in the prize? He says throw it in there. All right, you're good, Lars. Come down to put your name, phone number in the draw box. You got a chance.
I'll do my best. So, Bear, you kind of grounded me. You kind of brought me back down to earth on Monday when I called. Okay? So I've been reevaluating things. As you know, I've been calling in with some pretty a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of hype, and I think I found a fair compromise. All right, I think I found a way that I can help us get hyped up while maintaining a realistic expectation. How does that sound?
Hit me. What you got?
All right, I don't know if you know this, but we are gonna get the hell beat out of us by Alabama tomorrow. They're going to sack Jarrett Garantano 100 times. Their special teams and defense is going to put 28 points on the board. All of 20,000 people in the stands will be gone by the half. God, I don't know what to do with this. I've lost interest. I never thought I would actually find apathy, but I found apathy, and it makes me sad. Talk me off the ledge, Russell. Talk me off the ledge.
First of all, you need to calm down. You need to calm down.
Once again, Bear is telling me to calm down. I need to see a doctor.
Number one, Lars, this Alabama defense isn't the same defense that we're used to seeing them rolling and hitting. Are they very well coached? Yes. But they are not as strong in the back end as they have been in years past.
They used to have a really good defensive coordinator. What was his name? Pruitt.
Yeah, Skolkan. Now, offensively, this may be the best Alabama offense I've ever seen in my life, and I've seen a lot of them. So, I mean, I don't – it's possible that we could get blown away tomorrow, but I do think if they came out there and we played our best game and cut down on the mistakes, that, you know, we could definitely keep it respectable. And if they implode and make a bunch of mistakes, if we're playing our best game, we might – you can always get one from him.
Wait, what are you doing right now?
Hey, just turn this thing into a Tennessee win.
What do you mean if everything goes the
right
way?
My man, yeah, you know where it starts? Everything going the right way, Russ? With my man, Brian Power Maurer, getting the start.
Is he going to play?
Young gunslinger out of Ocala, Florida. Yeah, I remembered Russ.
Hard streets of Ocala.
Slinging it.
I don't necessarily disagree with a lot of what you said. You know, it took the words right out of my mouth that everybody should start drinking now. But I mean, like, look, here's our 1% chance that we have. It's a stupid football game. Anything could have it. So, yeah, there's a chance. But other than that, drink heavily. So anyway, that's all I got. You know, just wanted to say hey on a Friday afternoon. You'll be good.
Hey, thank you, Lars. Great to hear from you.
It was fantastic hearing from Lars.
Lars steps up to the plate, knocks a nice single straight up the middle. We're off and running.
He's a good leadoff hitter, isn't he?
He's pretty good. I'm enjoying Lars's development in the new collar development program. He's come a long way and is a rising star, in my humble opinion. 865-546-8200. We're going to take a quick break right here. When we continue, go back to the G3 Help Me Hotline. Titans Bill,
my man,
is going to talk to us. Winners win. And I don't know if we're winners anymore here in Knoxville, but I know about 3 hours due west, There are some winners residing in Music City.
They are playing good football in the Mid-State.
And there's a big one coming up Sunday. We'll talk about that. Stay tuned. It's The Drive live today at Hops and Hollers, presented by Terrapin Beer Company on Fan Run Radio.
The Drive.
And we are brought to you by our friends at the Terrapin Brew Company, Terrapin Brewing. You can come check us out this afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to be sampling a lot of their fine products here on the show. You know, a big IPA guy. They got the Luau Crunkles this afternoon. You all know about the Hopsecutioner. You can come and try their Terrapin Golden Ale, 4.6 ABV on that one. The Los Bravos Mexican Lager. I'm looking forward to having one of those a little bit later. And, of course, the Recreation Ale, local IPA, 4.2%. Great all-day drinker right there for you. And the seasonal right now is the Chocolate Milk Stout. That's on tap here at Hops and Hollers, so you can go and grab yourself one of those. 865-546-8200, your number to get on the show. Let's get Titans Bill in here, talk some winning Tennessee football. Titanic William, good afternoon, sir.
How you doing, my good friends?
Doing excellent, man. How are you, sir?
I'm doing all right. You know what's going to happen tomorrow, Dubsy?
What's that?
Jared Stiffo, who Bear loves to idolize, is going to throw at least four pick sixes.
Four pick sixes? No way. There is no way.
He's going to throw four pick sixes tomorrow.
You're hammered.
Bear's idol is going to throw four pick sixes.
That may be the greatest nickname I've ever heard, TB. That's good stuff, man. Garen Stiffo?
Yeah, Garen Stiffo.
Don't encourage him. That's
who? Me or Titans Bill?
You. It's ridiculous.
Well, he's got a great nickname.
Titans Bill, here's the truth. I don't think he's going to play well. I don't think he's going to play well enough for us to win, but I don't think he's going to throw a pick six at all. I think it's going to be a very conservative game plan. I think you can see a lot of running, a lot of safe throwing, and I think he's going to be under strict orders to not throw an interception at all costs. I think he's going to take sacks. I think he's going to throw at completions. I think he's going to do all the things that drive us crazy. But I do not think Jarrett Garantano is going to be reckless.
Garrett
with
Stiffo.
Yeah, say it, Russ.
No, that's very rude. Shouldn't say that.
Titans Bill, what's going to happen Sunday with the Steelers, man?
I believe we could take the Steelers. I know that there's a bit of problems on the offensive line, but I'll tell you, Bear, those problems will be solved. The only thing that Vrabel can tell that rookie out of the University of Georgia, step it up.
Isaiah Wilson?
That's what he needs to do, and I believe he'll do it, and I believe we'll win. They're not going to win big, but if it's, let's say, 27-21 or 35-28, you know, I'll take that. I'll take that anytime.
Time for some of those guys to grow up. Isaiah Wilson, he's a first-round pick. We expect him to be playing by now, especially with Taylor Lewan on the shelf for the time being. But I think that the Titans, Bear mentioned the third-down defense. That is absolutely, I don't want to say infuriating, but it's very frustrating to watch. Our third-down defense has not been very good. I know that's got to be a point of emphasis, and we're going to have to get off the field tomorrow a little bit on third down.
I mean, you're going to have to.
I would agree with you. I think the defense in general needs to improve here a little bit, especially when it comes to the pass rush.
I saw Dory's
running
around again.
And also the secondary.
Titans
giving up too many big plays, man, that ain't good, because if you give Mr. Roethlisberger some time back there, he'll pick a secondary apart. and I don't want that to happen. I'm confident that the Titans will win. They'll be victorious, but it's not going to be by a wide margin.
What did you say?
I believe that Tannehill will have a better game than Garrett Stiffo.
Oh, you think?
Come on.
You think that, one
is one of the two best quarterbacks playing right now in the NFL, and the other one's our quarterback at Tennessee. Yeah. Tannehill, he's maintaining playing at an extremely high level right now. So it's going to be interesting to see. The Steelers lost Bush. That's a tough loss for them, especially when you're going up against the Titans and trying to figure out how you're going to keep the freight train contained. I'm looking forward to old rivalry. This goes all the way back to the 70s, this rivalry, doesn't it, Titans, Bill?
Yes.
Were you an Oilers fan back in the day?
Yeah, I can remember them times when they had they had Warren Moon and Earl Campbell and some of them great. I'll tell you, if Derrick Henry can stay healthy, Derrick Henry reminds me a lot of Earl Campbell. He's big.
Fast, he's a little bit taller, faster version of him. You're exactly right, though, Bill. That's the only other running back that I've seen that is that physically dominant over the other players on the field.
Yeah.
Well,
so I'm looking for a volunteer loss and hopefully a Titans win. And you two have a good, safe weekend.
Thanks, Titans, Bill.
You too, Bill.
Three of us here, but who's counting? Thank you, Titans, Bill. Tighten up.
That may be the nicest phone call me and Bill have ever gotten through since I've been on the show.
Yeah, maybe.
Ought to try and be nicer to Bill.
Yeah. See what happens when you're nice to people and they're nice to you? It's kind of a...
serendipitous.
Well, I don't know what that means, but it's kind of a back and forth thing where you all get along.
Exchange of ideas,
nice. Yes.
And nuance. And
I'll be honest with you. If we can get beer like this every day with them just chilled out, climb back, outside, nice.
How bad is Tennessee right now that we're less than 24 hours away from playing Alabama, and I'm calmly sitting here next to you guys?
You have a sense of peace about you. It's kind of refreshing, quite frankly.
I feel like about that point you remember on Armageddon when Bruce Willis
never
at the end. You never seen it?
No.
Really?
And he's got the trigger for the nuclear bomb in his hand, and he's just serenely...
Spoiler alert.
Thinking back to the past.
Yeah, and he just serenely pushes the button. That's where I'm at this afternoon. We're going to get detonated tomorrow like that nuclear bomb.
Hmm. Speaking of pushing the button, have you pushed the button to sign up for FanDuel Sportsbook yet? If not, you need to do it soon. Sports betting is coming to the Volunteer State, and right now FanDuel is giving users $50 in free bets just for signing up. All you have to do is download the FanDuel Sportsbook app, register using promo code DRIVE1, that's DRIVE the number one, so that they know we sent you, and then you get $50 to do with as you please on the FanDuel Sportsbook. That's right, $50 free money is waiting on you right now. I've already got it. I've signed up. Bears signed up. We are locked and loaded. We are ready to roll with FanDuel Sportsbook as soon as it goes live. You want to be too. You've got plenty of time to get that done this weekend so that you're ready to roll. Just use DRIVE, the number one, so they know we sent you. It's FanDuel Sportsbook, legal betting coming to the Volunteer State. You've got to be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789. Live from Hops and Hollers, presented by Terrapin Beer Company, it is a beautiful, and I do mean gorgeous, Friday afternoon here in East Tennessee. Arizona has acknowledged receiving a notice of allegations from the NCAA. So there's another.
Did you read that last line?
Yeah.
They're saying that they won't release it, and I quote, direct quote, in order to protect the integrity of the ongoing enforcement process.
Right. Well,
Translation, you don't want everybody, you know, we all know what dirt they've been doing.
We just don't want you to know all the dirt.
We talked about this yesterday. I'm satisfied with any movement at this point. It's been so slow. So 3 years ago this week, the NCAA college basketball scandal broke. The news broke that the FBI had arrested. It's been 3 years, and there's only been one program punished so far. That's Oklahoma State. And there had been at least, I want to say, about a dozen others implicated. And
I want to see Will Wade brought out in, like,
it's
leg
been
irons.
3 years since the Javonte Smart thing at the SEC tournament, where they didn't know if he was going to play or not.
Well, that was different. That was kind of a one-off thing. Yeah, that was
the next year.
The year before.
That was the year Admiral and them were playing. Okay, the last year Admiral
that was
played.
The
year before this past season.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. 2 years.
Yeah, when LSU stole our SEC, our second SEC title.
Right. Using an ineligible player, that's our championship. We still haven't gotten credit
Hang the
for
banner.
It yet.
That's true.
And hang the banner, Russell. Sorry.
Absolute outrage. Absolutely outrageous. But at least we're making progress. We got a VFL in the house. The J train is here, ladies and gentlemen. Make way for the J train.
He's coming in.
Five-star tailback coming through, ladies and gentlemen.
He looks like he can start tomorrow.
He's got all those cigars,
he's
man.
He's got a bag of stogies.
You going to smoke those by yourself? He's smoking them regardless. He doesn't know when the next win over Bama's coming. He's not gonna waste those, man. Stay with us. It's The Drive on Fan Run Radio. We're going to take a quick break. More of your phone calls coming up.
The Drive.
With you. All right, don't fall off there, Juice. You fall off there, you're out 6 to 10 weeks right there. That could be a concussion and everything, you know?
Exactly.
We got
time for that.
VFL Jabari Davis with us, the J Train.
What's
is
up?
Here.
What's up?
What's up, man? Good to see you.
The Gator Killer himself.
Man, good seeing y'all, man. Like I said, I was just in the area.
Yeah.
And I heard you guys on the radio, and I was like, let me come up here, hang out for a little bit, kill some time before I got to go to a web football game this afternoon.
And who the Spartans got tonight?
I think some team out of Nashville.
Okay.
Some private school out of Nashville, man. Hmm. So, you know, I got a few buddies in town, and, you know, we're going to hang out this weekend.
Are y'all going to the game tomorrow?
We may.
Tickets are hard to get now. It's weird. They won't let y'all come down on the sideline.
Yeah, man,
everything.
They banned us from everything this year. You know, we can't go on the field, can't go on the sideline, can't go in the locker room, can't do nothing.
It's understandable. So, we don't want any of those older balls from the 60s and 70s getting the Rona. That would not be a good thing.
But we're still going to have some fun this weekend, man. You know, just to hang out. It looks like it's going to be some beautiful weather.
Yeah.
Even though the circumstances of the game don't look good or going in our favor right now based on what happened last weekend. But still got to celebrate, man, some type of way.
Yeah, man. It's the third Saturday, I guess the fourth Saturday in October. But it's Tennessee-Bama. I mean, it's Southern tradition. Now, we always talk to you on Florida Week. You're the Gator Killer. Your success against Florida is legendary. How did you do against Bama, you guys?
Bama, okay. You know, we –
they get you once?
No.
Twice?
Well, we beat them – let's see. We beat Bama my freshman year.
What was your freshman year?
My freshman year was 2001.
2001.
That was the year we won in Tuscaloosa. My sophomore year, we lost. My junior year, we played in that.
That was the overtime.
Yeah, the big overtime game.
Yeah.
And my senior year, we won. So
3-1.
Yeah, 3-1, man. You know, during the Mike Shula and who else was the coach?
Was DeBoe still down there?
Ranchione.
Yeah, yeah. So we played during that era, man. And that's when Bama was not really a big threat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, they had a lot of good players, but, you know, we were the better team all 4 years. You know, Bama didn't really become Bama until Nick Saban hopped on board. But other than that, you know, we always respect Bama. You know, historical, it's always a big game. If you look at the tradition, if you go back 30, 40 years. But, you know, during our times, man, we had a lot of success.
Was it? I mean, it's been a role reversal right now. I mean, they are on top. They had, I think Saban got there in 07.
Okay, yeah.
And they were like 6-6 that year.
7-5, I thought.
And then after that, I mean, it's just been like if they lose two games, it's a disaster for them. I mean,
exactly, man. He set the standard.
Yeah,
changed the whole dynamics of the program, man.
And that's what we're trying to do. What Georgia did, which is get some of that action. They got Kirby Smart. We got Jeremy Pruitt, and why? Seemingly, it's not working out. Like, it's too early to give up on this guy, right?
Yeah,
on Coach Pruitt. Like, we gotta. He didn't inherit the situation that Kirby inherited. So we got to give him some more time, but people are upset, man. Used to Kentucky, you just don't do that here. They haven't won here since 1984.
Exactly, man. Last week was, it was so rough, man. Just lowering the bar, you know, the expectations, man. This is Kentucky. I mean, I remember back in the day, the second quarter, we were thinking about what party we were going to, you know, against Kentucky. Games like that, you know, those are stat games. You know, you rush for 200 yards, three or four touchdowns. Second quarter, you know, you already reached your goal statistically. Third quarter, you know, you're watching the young guys play. But I just don't understand, man. It's just – just one of the worst things I've ever seen in Neyland.
Yeah, because it's not like they're significantly more talented than Tennessee. It's probably pretty close, but I feel like Tennessee probably has better players.
Yeah,
what happened?
Just a complete meltdown, man. You know, we gave them, you know, some early gifts, and the momentum went their way. And, you know, we never recovered from that. So, you know, whenever you go down 14 – 21 points, first quarter, second quarter, and if you don't catch up and if you don't make the proper adjustments coming back from halftime, if they already got that momentum going, I mean, it's going to be tough to come back from that when you have, you know, still leadership questions, still play calling questions, still guys getting beat at certain times, man, and it's crazy that we're still going into week five, still – you know, with a question mark at the quarterback position. So, I mean, if you don't have those things answered, you're going to be in trouble. And they got us. You know, that's all I can say. You know, it's embarrassing. I was tore up. I didn't even watch the game. You know, I was out coaching my youth football team, but I didn't even really watch the whole game. You know, I saw a few highlights on YouTube and, some of the clips on social media. But I just shook my head, man. You know, we got to get back some type of way.
Got to get back, man. It's been too long, and I don't know what the expectations. I know as a player, you never take the field expecting to lose, but I mean, you're a 21.5 point underdog for a reason.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, you got an off week before Arkansas. You mentioned the quarterback situation. It seems like that's got to be priority number one for Jeremy Pruitt at this point. He's got to figure out not only the short term but long term. What is the quarterback's picture look like for Tennessee?
Man, we just gotta figure out who our leaders are, you know, and great leaders fix things, you know, when it's a problem. So we gotta see what we can do this week. You know, I know everybody has been down on JG, but you know, it's a tough position to get put in right now as a head coach. You know, do you go with JG, who has shown that through adversity, he can respond well at times, or do you play a freshman, or do you play a guy that has had some success but hasn't stayed healthy with Maurer? So just a lot of confusion right now, but that's the reason they make the big bucks, man. They should be able to answer that question. But for me, man, it's still so many questions that need to be answered offensively. Going into this week and going into the bye week, but it gives us 2 weeks to make those adjustments.
Yeah,
you know, play guys that are ready to play. I don't care if you're a freshman or not. I mean, if you want to help this team win and be successful, and if you're angry about what happened last week and you're never going to let that happen again, those are the kids that need to be playing right now.
Jabari Davis hanging out with us. So tell me about this big bag of cigars you got here.
Man, like I said, I'm just trying to make the most of my weekend.
Yeah.
You know, even though we are a big underdog and, you know, it's not looking bright for us right now, I'm still going to have some fun regardless. So I was going to have a big event this weekend. You know, the Tennessee Bama game is always a themed cigar event, and the team that wins just really blows it down in the locker room. But people from Twitter know that I teamed up with a company called Legend Cigar Company, and we have our own signature blend straight from Nicaragua.
All right.
You know, a medium blend. And these from, I got these straight from Nicaragua this week, and they just came in the mail today. So I'm just going to be drinking, hanging out, smoking cigars. I don't care what happens in the game. I just want to see us be productive. You know, if people want to come hang out, I'll be at Calhoun's pretty much all day.
Okay.
On the river tomorrow. So if you want to come purchase a VFL themed Legends of Tennessee cigar, come holler at me. All proceeds go to my nonprofit organization, Legends of Tennessee. We're just going to sit back, have a good time, socialize, just enjoy the football season, talk football, and talk what needs to happen, and, you know, for us to be successful moving forward. So
that's
all I got, man.
Good stuff, man. Well, Jabari, it's good to see you. You said Cedric Houston somewhere around here, too,
yeah,
right? He's in town.
Cedric,
you doing all right?
Cedric's doing well, man. You know,
the two of you were the 1-2 punch back there. Yeah. Were you guys in the same class?
Same
class.
They said
2 5-star tailbacks the same class.
Yeah, man. Me and Cedric, you know, we've, you know, been brothers on and off the field for the longest. Cedric has been back about 6 or 7 weeks, and, you know, just trying to get back in the groove of being around Knoxville.
Okay.
And you know, I've been.
Is he living here? Or just,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's
all
living
right.
here now. So,
he's back.
You know, we've been hanging out a lot these last couple weeks, and, you know, just trying to just show them how much the city has changed, you know, since 2001 to 2004. You know, a lot has changed
in the city.
But, yeah, he'll be out tomorrow. We'll have a few other former players. They'll be hanging out as well. So, you know, just take this time. Just enjoy your weekend. Like I said, man, we're smoking cigars regardless. We don't give a damn what happens tomorrow. We just celebrating being a Vol and looking forward to some better times and working on fixing those mistakes these last couple games. But that's it, man.
Very good. Well, Jabari, it's great to see you, my man. Have a great weekend, and hopefully the Vols will do us proud and better times ahead in that regard. But I know you guys are going to have fun no matter what.
Exactly, man. I appreciate you guys.
All right. That's Jabari Davis joining the drive this afternoon here on Fan Run Radio. We're going to take a quick timeout. We're live today at Hops and Hollers, presented by Terrapin Beer Company. We'll tell you more about some of the beers they've got when we continue next here on Fan Run Radio.
The Drive.
Good afternoon, Hops and Hollers, presented by our good friends at Terrapin Beer Company. I am going to go for the seasonal beer, the chocolate milk stout.
Chocolate milk stout?
Chocolate milk stout.
Okay. Those will pack it on.
Yeah.
When I work downtown.
I was telling you when we talked before the show today, I've put on a little weight past couple of weeks.
I mean, that cake you somehow got out of my mom is not
that was
slimming.
No.
At all.
That's not healthy.
No.
It's like
sugar.
Just pure sugar.
Sugar.
And with a little
and
apple.
Apples and pecans and more sugar.
It was fabulous, man.
Yeah. And some other good stuff.
So it's like chocolate milk?
It's something else.
It uses cocoa nibs and shells from Olive and Sinclair Chocolate Company to give the beer its chocolatey, great taste. Enjoy it till the cows come home.
My goodness.
The Boohoo Chocolate Milk Stout, Terrapin Beer Company. It's
okay.
Quality. It's a quality beverage right there.
Absolutely.
All right, DR Ball, call us back, man. We will get you.
Upgrade.
We'll get you. Drew, who do we have here? You let me know. Who's up first?
We got DR Ball first.
Oh, all right. There you go. DR Ball, good afternoon, sir. You're on the G3 Help Me Hotline.
Extremely jealous. You know, I came down for the first game, and we went to Hops and Hollers. And for anybody that's not big on IPAs, still get the Luau, because to me that's different than any other IPA I've had, because it doesn't have as big of a hoppy flavor. But I got something to go as well, man. I'm be all right now.
Oh, good stuff, man. Yeah, we I just finished one. It's absolutely delicious.
That's actually your third. But that's okay.
Come on, Trey. Don't lie on me like that.
Well, guys, tomorrow, do you think, because you know there's going to be, it's probably going to be a blowout. Are we going to see most of the people, like freshmen that we've been clamoring for all year, getting the game finally?
I don't know, but I mean, are we going to sit here and just talk about how we're going to get blown out tomorrow? I'm not really down with that.
I think we need to tighten up because we'll probably win Sunday.
I'm not going to sit here and say Tennessee's getting blown out by damn Alabama tomorrow, guys. I mean, if you all want to, you know, stick your head in the ground and do that, go ahead.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know about all that, but to answer D.R. Ball's question, do you throw out for a freshman who's just kind of getting their feet wet?
Who are we talking about, though? Jaglen's been playing. We're talking about Malachi?
Receivers?
Jimmy Holiday?
I want to see Jimmy the Jet.
Amen, Bear. That's who I'm mainly wondering.
What's that, DR Ball?
I'm with Bear. That's how I'm mainly wondering about Jimmy the Jet.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, both the Jimmys, Callaway and Holiday, need to get in there. You need to see more Jalen Hyatt. Listen, Alabama's defensive backs are going to get up in Tennessee's receiver's face and bump them off the line. And, you know, I get the whole you don't want to ruin their confidence thing, but there's also something to be said for throw them in there. Yep. Against the best in the nation and let them see what it's like so that they realize it's like, oh man, this is how far I have to go. I think you play the guys that give you the best chance to win early on. If the game does happen to get out of hand, then yeah, I think you want to get some guys some experience, see who compete a little bit, and then use that off week the next week to come up with a plan about how to move forward and who is going to play those last five games.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, you'd asked me one time, I've had like a game day ritual. One of those is Juice Davis, man. Turn his tweets on notifications because he's got some good tweets during the game.
No, he doesn't hold back. He doesn't hold back. We got to get back to – I mean, when I think about signing 2 5-star running backs in the same class, and they did that a couple of times. There was Travis Henry and Jamal Lewis were in the same class. And Tinsley, as well. I mean, that was a great running back class. We
stacked them from like 89 on. We started stacking running backs.
But that just shows. I know that was a long time ago, but it can be done. It has been done before here, and it can be done. But eventually, you got to show these kids out there that Tennessee can win some of these games. Not just hang around. You can win some of these games. Now, I don't know if tomorrow is winnable. But we've got 5 games in the back half, and you're talking about Texas A&M coming in here, going down to Auburn, Florida coming in here. These are all winnable games. None of those teams are as talented as Georgia or Alabama. So you have to figure out
Arkansas sure as heck, is it?
How can you pick off some of those games and show some of these elite recruits out there that you are competitive, that you are making progress, and that this is a place that star recruits can come and show out at. And make it to the next level.
I mean, really, the last time we had 2 big backs come in was David Okoo and Bryce Brown, wasn't it? And that didn't work out.
How about that? David Okoo and Bryce Brown, the class of 2009. I hope we sign something to stick around.
So what was Juice's class? It was Juice.
2001.
Cedric
Houston and Derek Tinsley.
That's pretty stout.
Pretty good.
Hey, guys, tighten up. Around. See ya.
Productive. Yeah, go ahead, DR Ball. Anything else, my man? All right, appreciate the phone call. DR Ball checking out this afternoon here on The Drive. 865-546-8200. Let's get Mike 63 in here next. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. Just got a couple of things I'd like to hear discussed. I've been reading quite a bit. Been a fan since Johnny Mills. Ever how long that's been?
Late
all
60s,
the crap,
yeah.
All the good times, mostly bad times. But how can we possibly fire a coach now, good or bad or indifferent, when nobody wanted the job to start with except Mike Leach, Lane Kiffin, and Phil ain't going to hire them. How can we change coaches?
Well, you can't. It's not an option. I know fans aren't going to want to hear it. And if we get our teeth kicked in tomorrow, people are going to be calling into the voluntary reaction presented by Terrapin Beer Company talking about, you know, who are we going to get and all that stuff. But the when you're projected to lose $40 million in your athletics department this year, and they're asking folks to take pay cuts like they were yesterday, you can't go out there and buy out your head coach a $12 million buyout, buy out the rest of his staff, and then pay money to bring in a new staff. It's just not possible, Mike. So, Jeremy Pruitt, if you know, I don't like the terminology, you're stuck with him, but he's going to be your coach for this year, certainly, for next year, certainly, and maybe for the year after. So, he's got to, you've got to hope that he continues to develop as a coach and gets his staff right and can go out there and develop some of these players, because he's going to be here for a while.
Well, you know, when he had 4 stars and 5 stars at Alabama and Georgia, he was a great defensive coach. Why the crap can't he concentrate on defense now, fix his offense to where we can compete somewhere down the road? You know, it's going to take more than 3 years to fix this mess. We've been on the death penalty for how many years now? How many years? Dooley, Butch. I mean, look at SMU. And we've been about the same shape. Can you not do that?
Years.
I mean, let him coach whole darn defense. Offensive line, defensive backs, linebackers. Just fix something.
Fix something. I feel you. I feel you, Mike. It's been too long. Especially for folks like you that've been around it for a long time.
Johnny Till.
13 years since we've been to Atlanta for the SEC championship. 22 years since we've won an SEC championship. Fans are at their wit's end, and they want to win. They want to win. Good stuff.
Well,
Mike,
you know, LSU
else,
fixed it. They fixed it.
Yeah.
They got two basketball championships, SEC championships. They got a national championship. They ain't going to give them back. They ain't going to give them back. I guess it is what it is.
Yep. Mike, we appreciate the phone call. Folks heading out on the bicycles. We can get you on one of these bicycles, Bear. Be good for you.
He's got a mirror.
Do what?
He's got a mirror on his helmet, bro.
Get you on one of these bicycles,
yeah,
man.
You see the mirror on his helmet?
I haven't ridden a bicycle in about 20 years, Russ.
Really?
Yeah. Wait a minute. No, I'm lying. I rode a bicycle about a year and a half ago when we were at the beach.
Barry Davis is taking off. He's taking his big old bag of cigars with him.
The J train himself.
Oh, yeah. I love that. Look at
Thanks,
that.
Jay.
Legends Cigar Company. You go catch him at Calhoun's
Absolutely.
On the river tomorrow. A credit to the community. A credit to the program that Philip Fulmer built.
That guy's a living legend,
oh,
dude.
Oh, yeah, man.
Money was on the table. He always came up with aces.
Dude, just like, I mean, come on. Now that he's out of earshot, like, how cool is that guy? Like,
yeah,
just walking around with a big old bag of cigars, just like,
yeah.
Always on his phone, always talking, always balling, always doing something, just big old bag of cigars.
I mean, that's what
around.
Happens when, you know, you're the tailback at Tennessee and Phil Fulmer's got it first and goal at the 10, and he calls your number 4 times in a row, and you score the touchdown, we go on and win the game.
Well, also, when you have the number one radio station in Knoxville, he wants to come hang out with the best.
Wants to come hang out with the drive, no doubt about it. Stay with us. Hour number 2 coming up. The Drive.